It's WMFO Medford, 11 a.m. And I'm Mike, and I've been here with Jason for the past 2 hours. Jason, thanks again. Really appreciated the curation of a hand-formed couple of sets. That was great.
Thank you, Mike. I hope to come back and do it again.
Yeah, now as a drummer, you only see...
asses.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ba-dum-bum.
All right, we'll see you again soon.
Bye.
All right, so something about the women's coming up, and Kirsten's here. So let me just tell you what I played. I played two songs, two new noises, a Amplifier Heads, brand new one called A Girl Named Chop Suey. I'm going to have to ask Sal about that. I don't know. And then right into just a brilliant piece from Peter Parcek's latest album. It's called How Many Times. That's just gorgeous. And you just interviewed him.
I did interview him. What a lovely
he is.
Human being.
And
he had this record release that was over at the... Oh, what is that? The Fallout Shelter. The Fallout Shelter, and Danielle Morali was there.
That's a great place.
Tony
to...
Lynn Washington. Probably people I'm forgetting. It was, you know, yeah. So very excited for this new recording and the music that's come out.
I'm going to play more of that for sure. So what's going on with you? I know you have a guest that we just love to death.
I have a guest. I'm Lynn Shipley is here from Hummingbird Syndicate. We do not have her on mic at the moment. I will play a little set of music and then bring Lynn on board and talk about women's music in Indiana, Hummingbird Syndicate, Lynn's connections with the Boston music scene. I mean, so many things to talk about and music to back it up. So this is really going to be a lot of fun. We'll probably start around 11:30, so that'll give me a time to kind of play a little bit of music, settle into the studio, and then get Lynn on mic.
Okay. And I just want to say, last time Lynn was here with John Macy, so I know how Hummingbird Syndicate, how it came about that they found that great name. Just a little tip to you, you might want to ask that.
Yes.
It's a good story.
That is part of my question, and we actually have Macy's parade.
We do.
Poster here, so there's a presence. There's a presence. Last question, what's going on tonight?
Over at Underbones. We have Larry Newman has resurrected his band called the Lonesome Wolves, and he's got Holly Cantor on bass and playing along with Stigmatics and Typhoid Mary tonight at Underbones. That's where you want to go.
Okay, fantastic.
Right.
I'm going to start something about the women with a song by Deborah Crooks. She hails from Alameda, California. So why don't I go ahead and do that, and then I will we'll switch the mic.
I think you should.
Okay.
All right, thanks, everybody. See ya. Stay tuned for Kirsten and something about the women.
Just take a step, then take another. Clouds drifting by, it's up to your daughter. Yes, you can fly, then only fly higher. I'll show you how our wings have the power. Circle and soar, dive but don't hover. Speed through the air, so much to discover. Just take a step and take another. Off into the sky. Oh, you were born to be. Oh, you were born to be. Oh, you were born to be. To be. Thank you.
Okay, well, once again, you are listening to WMFO. This is Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I co-host the show with Sue and with Jane. We are located on the dial at 91.5 FM, or you can go online, WMFO.org. We are physically located here in Medford on the Tufts campus, and this is Freeform Radio. Freeform it is. And I'm starting this show with Deborah Crooks. That was Flight Lessons. And that was released as a single. So I am going into a little bit of a 3-4 song set having to do with some birds. And around 11:30, I will bring Lynn Shipley on mic with me because we have things to talk about. So in the meantime, let's go into the birds.
Many lives tried and tried, now found you. Many lives tried and tried, now found you. Let your love shine through. 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 Speak into me, reminding me of the world's beauty, sameness. So simple, you see, leave your pain behind. No longer will you struggle to fly. Take off the mask you let define you. Take off the mask you let define you. And the thoughts that bind 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 you. Speaking to me, reminding me of the world's beauty, sameness. So simple, you see, leave your pain behind. No longer will you struggle to fly. Beautiful birds, speaking to me, reminding me of the world's beauty, sameness. So simple, you see, leave your pain behind. No longer will you struggle to fly.
Hold my It's always looking for the light the truth will not hide. I flew away today off my usual. I went up, up, up. I needed to search. Saw the walls and the squares, fences and streets. You walk inside the lines, bound by your feet. There is chaos and there is calm. There is room for it all. If you want it, it is here. My bird song. The truth will not hide. The truth will not hide. It's always looking for the light. The truth will not hide. I am beyond your sight, gliding above. I'm flying up, up, up. I am love. Your daydreaming eyes, will they call these clouds an escape from your if your mind allows. And maybe you heard me singing in the dawn. There is chaos and there is calm. There is hope when it all goes wrong. If you want it, it is here, my bird song. The truth will not hide. Truth will not hide. It's always looking for the light. The truth will not hide. The truth will not hide. The truth will not hide. It's always looking for the light. The truth will not hide.
Every day now secrets in the
Okay, well, that was my set of music that kind of I decided had to do with birds, based on this beautiful song by Deborah Crooks. So Deborah Crooks, I started with Flight Lessons, released as a single. After that was Beautiful Bird by Haley Madison Harkin. Following that, Casey Chambers. Casey Chambers, I play quite a bit on Something About the Women. She hails from Australia. Little Bird was the album that I first became introduced to this artist, and that was the title track off of that, Little Bird. After that, Hallie Elwell, Bird Song. That one is featuring our own local Alyssa Amador. That is from Spontaneous Mutation. And Hallie had done a show for this complete album at the Burin, I don't know, maybe it was like a year and a half ago, which was absolutely phenomenal. And I hope we'll do that again. Ending with Ricky Lee Jones on Saturday Afternoons in 1963. So circling back to Deborah Crooks, I became introduced to that artist through Willa Mamet and this kind of artist collaborative in California. And so the next artist I'm playing, Mia Byrne, is out of that. And then I'm going to play something by Hummingbird Syndicate, because I have Lynn Shipley sitting right across from me and I'd like to bring her on mic. But I will play a song by Hummingbird Syndicate and then bring her on mic. So I hope you all enjoy what you are doing this morning. So glad that you are tuned in. So glad to have you here. And here we go with Mia Byrne.
Days it could
You were a rocket, now you fly so free, bound for the cosmos, no trajectory. I watch a contract wrap round infinity, embracing, erasing. Some grand adventure you were sent here for, no minor mortal, no watcher from the shore, in constant motion, a seeker to the core, my father and so much more. Send me the firefly, send the microburst, send conversation unplanned and unrehearsed. You were the hunter, the one who knew me first. You gave me your best and worst. Keep the planets turning.
Okay, well, that was Albert Reeves by Hummingbird Syndicate, written and composed by Lynn Shipley, who's sitting right across from me. Hello.
Hello. Welcome. So happy to be here.
WMFO.
I've been in this seat before, but it's been a while.
It has. I believe you have been here for Live Day as well.
I have been here for Live Day.
Mm-hmm.
Three years ago?
Yes. Familiar territory.
Yeah. I love this studio. So comfortable.
It is. Beautiful view.
Yeah.
Climate controlled.
We
have music at our fingertips.
Tons of.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for being here. And we have so much ground to cover. And I'm so happy that you are open to having these discussions. So thank you. Thank you. We've seen you on stage. We hear your work. But who are you? Who are you?
Who are you?
You weren't born here today. You were born elsewhere. Tell us about your beginning. That might be a good place to start.
First of all, thank you for playing Albert Reeves. That's a heavy lift for a start, but that's about my dad, and that's very meaningful to me. So speaking of my dad, I was born in Gary, Indiana. I was born and raised in Gary, Indiana. I think these days it's a tough town. It was a tough town then. And but it was just a basic lower middle class upbringing in Gary, Indiana, steelworker family, union family. And in the early 60s, I was listening to what was on the hi-fi in the house, the big old, you know, piece of furniture that played played records.
Did you have the two-piece one? We had the two-piece one where one was the turntable, one held the albums, and then the fronts were speakers.
Yes, and they had the beautiful grill cloth. Yeah, it was blonde wood with the little attenuating legs. The furniture was fantastic. Yeah. And on it, in it, in the album section were lots of country music, some comedy records. My parents were both into that. My parents separated when I was quite young, and so I was a very independent child from the time I was about 6 years old. But I listened to everything that we had on the hi-fi, including a lot of Johnny Cash, Tammy Wynette, George Jones, Frank Sinatra, Frankie Valli, every permutation of country music. And the thing that really stood out to me as a child was the stories, and especially artists like Johnny Cash. We had Folsom Prison Blues, and those stories themselves were completely foreign to me, but I loved that you could string a bunch of words together, attach music to them, and sing them, and then a bunch of people would out in the world would listen to it.
Oh yeah, yeah, and it's a way of introducing that story into your head because there's music along with it,
right?
You know, similar in ours were Flats and Scruggs and the soundtrack mm-hmm. to Oliver. And I don't know if you had this experience, but then I realized that there was a place called Tower Records and I had an allowance.
We had Kresge Dime Store.
Okay.
Kresge Dime Store, and every penny I acquired through any means, which were not many, but if someone gave me a dollar for my birthday or I did some chores, as soon as I had enough money to buy a 45 RPM, I went down to Kresge's, and my mother used to say, that money burns a hole in your pocket. And I would be like, not really, because now I've got, you know, the Archie's Sugar Sugar, or I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight, Boyce and Hart, early songwriters that were really influential on me. And I just, that's what I did. And I had a little 45 record player, and I hauled it down the street to my friend Tammy's house, and we had a little box that we kept our collective records in, and it started really early for me.
That's such a sense of power and independence, yeah, that at that point we can make our own decisions about what music we're listening to.
Yeah,
I think you took it a step further because then you went into songwriting.
I did. It was, you know, quite a bit later. I did the usual, you know, listening to girl groups and emulating those girl groups. When I was a kid, the Supremes were big because it was a big Motown town. And when I got a little older and I was about to go to high school, I might have been the early 70s, somehow Carole King's record Tapestry came into my hands. And I had been writing poetry and writing stories from the time I was really able to read and write. I always was a writer and interested in words and a hardcore reader. And when I saw a record made by a female who wrote her own lyrics, it was like a light bulb moment for me. I went, a woman, a girl, can write poetry that's really lyrics to music. And that for me was, that was flabbergasting.
Yes. And you've taken it from there. I have a few of your influences lined up. How about if we go down a little bit down memory lane? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Let's start with some Janis Joplin.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's fighting on with each other. Oh.
Decide I'm gonna make myself a little something to eat. Get a can down off the shelf, maybe a little something sweet. Haven't spoken to no one, haven't been in the mood. Pour some soup, get a spoon, and stir it up real good. I go out with a friend, maybe old music might help. But I can't pretend, I wish I was somewhere else. I wanna watch the ocean bend. The waves make signs out on the water. I wanna watch the ocean bend, the edges of the sun then. I wanna get swallowed up in an ocean of dirty mess. Give me back my power and drown this unholiness. Lean over the toilet bowl and throw up my confession. Cleanse my soul of this hidden obsession.
Was my three song set there that reflects the past life of Lynn Shipley. And sorry, I'm pulling my microphone toward me. We started with Janis Joplin, Get It While You Can from Pearl, Guided by Voices, Hold On Hope from Do the Collapse, and Lucinda Williams Ventura from World Without Tears. And so thank you so much for making those suggestions. Those are your specific suggestions. And reflects kind of where you are out at musically now. And I understand part of your journey is that you have some Indiana connections that are local as well.
I do. Some of them I brought with me.
Some of them you brought with you.
So when I was in high school, I met Richard Lamphere, who is now with Girl with a Hawk in the local band. And we were 15 years old and, you know, wild and free. And he turned me on to a lot of music I might never have encountered, including Hunky Dory by David Bowie and a lot of other incredible music that inspired me. And he was a guitar player, and I was a music fan and a writer, and we started writing songs together. And he was my boyfriend, I was his girlfriend, we went to different schools. We met at a basketball game, of all things. And we ended up going to Indiana University together, where, you know, it was a big open world. He went his way, I went mine. I started playing bass, I formed a band. He formed bands, and eventually we formed a band together called Amoebas in Chaos, and did some recording. And we, at a certain point, felt like we had... If Bloomington was the kind of town that, an incredible college town, the kind of place where you could see that you could sink in and never leave. I have a lot of friends who didn't ever leave that are still there. And we talked about it and said, if we don't get out of here now, we'll ossify here. And so we, you know, in the way that 20-year-olds can just go, hey, let's just rent a truck and go someplace else. I had a boyfriend that was from this area, so I'd been out here. We didn't feel like we were ready for L.A. or New York, and so we rented a truck and we moved out here with most of my band, so Richard and I. And we played here. We played in the Boston area in the early 80s for a couple of years. And when I got here, I was used to being in Indiana and being one of the only females playing music, not the only one, there were others, but there weren't many. And when I got out here, I was like, I got to find the girls on stage, the girls who are writing music and playing music. There were a few. There's Amy Mann and Christmas, I think, and I can't remember everybody else. But I ended up at the Inn Square Men's Bar one night with Children of Paradise on stage and encountered Linda Viennes for the first time, and I basically just went, we're just going to have to be friends because you're doing what I do, and I need to have a girlfriend who's doing what I do here.
Yes, yes. And
she tells a similar story from her perspective, where we just like locked eyes and went, yep.
It does seem that Boston was really an area where one could land.
Yes.
I arrived with a suitcase full of clothes, three books, and one friend, and that was 1986. And there's something that was welcoming about the music scene, the Channel, mm-hmm. the Rat, TT's. I'm not a musician, and I was welcomed. So that was really pretty amazing, and the fact that you brought your band with you. Now, Matt, one of my questions is, Amoebas in Chaos. So did you continue as Amoebas in Chaos, mm-hmm. when you got here? Because I have a recording here that you pointed me in the direction of. I'd like to play. And there are a lot of names on here. And so I'm wondering if you can kind of walk me through this. So artist Amoebas in Chaos, yep. That was you and Richard.
Correct.
And you had a band.
Right.
And this particular song has a title, which I'm not supposed to pre-announce. So I'll tell you afterwards. And yet the release is Red. So you had an album that you put out, and the album had a name. What was the album's name?
The name of the album was On to May Day, and that was after a song I wrote, which, you know, in the pithiness of the time, was not on the album, but we did play it.
Okay. And yet this release is titled Red Snurts.
Yep.
The Sound of Gulture, which is not your title. So what is this recording?
So Red Snurts was a collection put together by Gulture Records, which was a guy named Bob Richard, who was a real mover. Everyone didn't love him, but he really was a big music fan in Southern Indiana. And he He was at one time manager of Johnny Cougar / John Mellencamp, and he remained interested in motivational for a lot of musicians who didn't have money or means to record music. And so he put a collection together of a bunch of bands on a record called Red Snerts. And there's a lot of really good bands on that record. I highly recommend it.
Okay. And I found this on Bandcamp.
Yep.
Yeah. So I know people who are used to listening to my show, I talk a lot about buy music at the shows. People bring their merch. It's really good material. Go on Bandcamp. Bandcamp pays the artist more mm-hmm. than some of these streaming places. Right. And you can have a physical copy. And really, having a turntable in your house is really, really powerful. CD player, whatever, having that physical representation of the music that you're playing rather than streaming gives you a different experience. So that's where I get my music.
And the album cover features Lucille, which is the mannequin that's on the album cover, and she lived at my house.
Lucille. Is Lucille wearing a bustier?
Yes.
Okay. Lucille's sexy.
Lucille changed her clothes frequently, and she was there for art therapy programming in my apartment.
Wow. I like Lucille. So before I put on this song that we have been discussing, I will remind you that you are listening to WMFO. We are located at 91.5 FM or WMFO.org. We are in the Medford. We are on the Tufts campus. We are Freeform Radio. And here we go.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yeah.
planet. Universe overthrown. There's no way to find you inside the outer zone. No way.